No, I didn't talk. But then, we shan't get anywhere tonight, mate. Or have you went on?
Well, no, we'll have to start sometime.
Where's this coupon?
Well, can we talk a bit about the haulage business that
started? Well, now,
you want
the chaff. I mean, because then our haulage job, that came after we got moved to Ely after the First World War.
Did you start the haulage, or did your father?
Oh, father did.
Your father started it? And
well, I worked in with him. And,
How old were you then? Were you in your teens then when they started the haulage?
Well, you see, we started in 1914. Father started. He came to live in here in 1913, and
that was down near the railway, wasn't it? Down back hill.
He set up. Well, he came. In January 1913, our family left Sutton, coming to Lancashire House down the road Ely. My father at that time worked at the Eagle Foundry, near Morris's Builders. He did not stop there long. On our first Sunday in Ely, I went to the Wesleyan Chapel and Sunday School. They were still using the old Sunday School inn, but we got the new one when we were at Sutton. We thought they were a bit late. I went to Silver Street Boys' School till July 1913, starting at Needham's in September. My brother Oliver started at Needham's straight away. We were glad to get back to a town with street lights. Some of the boys at National School used to go onto the common at Prickwiller Road and play cricket. One would supply wickets, another a ball. I had a bat, but a schoolboy's bat. Another half-size bat, a full-size bat with a bottom cut off. One evening, about 8 o'clock, a clergyman saw us and stopped and played with us, giving advice, stayed until we packed up. He told one of the boys to go to Hereward Hall the next day at the King's School at 4:30 p.m. The boy, Albert Waller, received a full-size cricket bat, which he brought to the common that night for us to play with. The clergyman was the Reverend T.J. Kirkland, who later was headmaster of the King's School and a canon of Ely Cathedral. He was chairman of the Ely Urban District Council and a benefactor of the cricket competition known as the Kirkland Cup. And I always say that that's when that started. The Kirkland Cup is between village teams, which is still competed for each year.
Good Lord.
That's my first recollection of Kirkland stopped and played with us boys on the common. I think
good bloke. It's a good bloke.
My father changed over to the famous Ford car, which James Graham and Sons Broad Street were the agents. This American car was making motor impossible for all.
What, this was a Model T, was it?
We first had a Tourer with hood, but soon had a closed one. Closed cars are more in demand for hire than open ones. The Ford was light and strong compared to the British. Engine was a four-cylinder, four champion spark plugs, four coils. Ignition was made by magnet on the flywheel, yeah, transferring current to a coil box. Coil four in number took current to plugs. One wire from 1 to 1, and 2 to 2, 3 to 3, and 4 to 4. Fuel was a tank under front seat, which held about 8 gallons. Sediment bulb on the bottom of tank had tap, which was on when down. Petrol was taken by a brass pipe from the union, fixed to the sediment bulb to the carburetor, which was fixed to intake casting by flange bolted onto the casket. Now I've got here, camshaft of engine was driven off crankshaft, a commutator distributor current to coil box by loom of four wires.
Didn't you at one point though convert these into trucks?
Oh, that's coming. To start car, you push crank into pulley on end of crankshaft pulley. Crank up, pulled wire near front of radiator, left side was choked carburetor. You then moved switch on coil box to the on position. You then pushed crank in again, pulled all was well the car started. If all was well the car started. Extra gadgets to the Ford were made with electric headlight off the flywheel. The faster you went, the brighter the light, so the bulbs blew.
Yeah.
The other gadgets was gear to fix on the end of a camshaft, listen, to drive the magneto and supply current direct to plugs. This proved a great improvement, but Fords would not recognise it. It's improved the thing to men, but Fords wouldn't recognise it. Early in 1914, we moved to Three Station Road, having a garage for two cars, built at rear, accessed by roadway at side being right of way, to rear of four houses in Broad Street, rear of St Peter's Church. The spring of 1914 was busy. Ealer was a popular fishing centre. Great Central Railway brought Sheffielders for the weekend for 5 shillings per head.
They were fishing centre?
About 500 to 600 would come Saturday evening, fish Sunday and Monday, return back Monday evening. They paid 8 shillings per head for lodgings. The Sheffield Victoria Hall Methodist Church came and brought their minister, the Reverend Cecil Parker, who took services at Chapel Street on the Sunday. C.J. Nicholson from the New Days and found homes for the Methodist fishermen. We had 5 at Three Station Road. My father, at this time, used to get up 5 a.m. in the morning and go to Sutton to look round Hardrake & Co.'s chaff factory and be back at 8 a.m. for breakfast. 2 of the men, Sheffielders, went to Sutton and I went with them. Some bags of chaff were being loaded on a lorry with North Staffordshire trademark with 3 loops. This was on a railway truck of the North Staffordshire Railway as well. The story of the knot is told, something about 3 men being hanged. Now, do you know anything about that?
No.
Well, that's how the loop that used to be on the North Staffordshire trucks and anything in North Staffordshire, and it's something about if the men could, something about how they could be home.
Oh,
it's a story of it.
Story of mine.
But I mentioned it to somebody else, and they said, "Oh, yes, that's quite right." 1914, the cricket team at Needham's went to Cambridge on May the 14th, 1914, and played higher grade school on Parker's Piece. I played my first game, went in number 10, but made 8 not out. Now I don't know, because we lost. The term ended in July, but alas, the war clouds were near. August the 4th, 1914, England was at war with Germany. I remember the Suffolk reservists going to station to join their regiment at Bury St Edmunds on the 5th. Men who had joined the Cambridgeshire Territorial Army, H Company at Ely, report to Silver Street Barracks and soon went away.
Good
the
Lord.
Reverend Nick